USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A pretrial hearing for five men accused of planning the September 11th attacks got underway Tuesday after years of delays. Accused mastermind of the attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the four others face a military commission for the first time in more than a year, as the trial has been delayed because of the pandemic. Proceedings inside the court at Guantanamo Bay went on for several hours before the judge dismissed the court ahead of schedule to allow both sides to regroup and strategize. And President Biden is set to lay out a new strategy to combat the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The president will announce his strategy Thursday during remarks from the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Tuesday that the plan is a six-pronged strategy that is likely to include encouragement for the private sector to introduce more vaccine mandates. The announcement coming as the nation passed 40 million confirmed cases of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
An elections reform bill delayed for days by an exodus of Democratic lawmakers is now the law in Texas. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and will withstand any legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And more than 400,000 people in Louisiana remain without power more than a week after the area was hit by Hurricane Ida. Nearly three-quarters of New Orleans have had power restored, but another 430,000 in southeastern Louisiana are still without electricity. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Four American citizens, a woman and her three children, were evacuated out of Afghanistan over the weekend via an overland route by a private group of veterans. In a statement announcing the evacuation, the State Department said that the U.S. had facilitated the rescue, prompting the organizers of the mission to accuse them of trying to steal the credit for their work. Congressman Michael Waltz says that the State Department should be working hand-in-hand with these private organizations. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. government has no presence in Afghanistan and should be trying to find ways to work around the post-pullout limitations.
The fact is we had pulled all of our military assets out, and we should have been going out and getting Americans, not telling them, well, get there if you can. So these veterans, many of whom I've talked to, have quit their jobs or on leave, doing whatever it takes, and they're not going to quit. I mean, the evacuation is still ongoing, not just for Americans, but for our Afghan allies that we promised that we would get out. They're not going to stop. So my strong advice, and I wrote a letter to Secretary Blinken on this over the weekend, is engage these groups, have them into your office, let's celebrate the victories together, and have a public-private partnership going forward, because the reality is we've got no troops on the ground, no diplomats on the ground. All you really have are these private organizations that are stepping in with their own money, time, and resources to get the job done, and that's what we should be focused on.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.